CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station, G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 9th of April, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB's annual general meeting. RSGB convention presentations. Ofcom plan of work for the 2023-24 year. The RSGB's annual general meeting will be held online on Saturday the 15th of April. As well as the formal business of the meeting, there will be an announcement of the results of the board director elections. The president will give a video review of 2022, and the society will announce the recipients of its annual awards and trophies, as well as the winners of its construction competition. At the end of the meeting, there will be a live presentation by RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chair, Steve Nichols, G0KYA, who will look at the methods used to create the propagation report for GB2RS, including HF, VHF, and moon bounce. This year, you will be able to ask questions at the AGM via the live chat on YouTube, but if you have a question about the formal business, you must submit this in advance. If you are an RSGB member, don't forget to vote for the two candidates that you would like to see as board directors for the next 2 years. You can find out more about each of them on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/candidates, and then there's a link at the top and the bottom of the page to cast your vote. Read their personal statements, watch the videos, and see if their background, skills and aspirations match your view of what the society needs. The decision concerning who to vote for is entirely yours, but please do vote. It only takes a few minutes and will help to ensure that the RSGB board reflects your views. You can find full details about the AGM on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/alphagolfmike. Over the Easter weekend, the RSGB will release two more presentations from its 2022 convention. David Stansfield, G0EVV, talks about the challenge and thrill of operating portable from mountain summits, whilst Olaf Lundberg, G0CKV, shares experiences from his de-expeditions to 3 Bravo 8. Subscribe to the RSGB YouTube channel so you will be alerted when each presentation is available. Go to youtube.com/the RSGB and subscribe. Ofcom has published a statement on its proposed plan of work for the 2023-2024 year. The statement describes plans for a review of amateur licensing arrangements. According to the document, consultation on the work is planned for the first quarter of the year. A subsequent statement is scheduled for the fourth quarter of the year. Once more details are available, the RSGB will review the consultation and provide guidance to UK amateurs on how to respond to Ofcom. To read the statement in full, visit www.ofcom.org.uk and choose the Latest News options from the News Centre tab at the top of the page. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be closed on Monday the 17th of April for an essential upgrade to the radio equipment. We apologise for any inconvenience or disappointment this may cause. And now for details of rallies and events. Yeovil Amateur Radio Club's 37th QRP convention will take place on Saturday the 15th of April at the Digby Hall, Sherborne, Dorset, Delta Tango 93 Alpha Alpha. Doors open from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and admission is £3. The convention will feature talks, traders, bring and buy, club stalls and a cafe. For more information, visit yeovil-alpha-romeo-charlie.com or contact QRP at yeovil-alpha-romeo-charlie.com. The Cambridgeshire Repeater Group Rally will take place on Sunday the 16th of April. The venue will be Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton, Cambridge, Charlie Bravo 22, 6 Romeo, November. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. for traders and 9:30 a.m. for visitors. Admission is £3. The rally will feature talking, trade stands, bring and buy, an RSDB bookstall and free car parking. For more information, contact Lawrence M0LCM on 07941 792 724. Email rally2023@cambridgerepeaters.net and see the cambridgerepeaters.net website. The Holsworthy Spring Rally and Boot Show will also take place on 16th of April. The venue will be Holsworthy Livestock Market, Holsworthy, Devon, Echo X-Ray 22, 7 Foxtrot Alpha. There will be plenty of parking, wheelchair access and full catering available. The doors open to the public from 10 a.m. For more details, contact the club secretary, Ken, Golf 7 Victor Juliet Alpha, via email on mike0oscarmikecharlie@mike0oscarmikecharlie.co.uk and visit the mike0oscarmikecharlie.co.uk website. The Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association Rally, also known as both the NARSA Rally and the Blackpool Rally, will take place on Sunday the 23rd of April. The venue will be Norbreck Castle Exhibition Centre, Blackpool, postcode Foxtrot Yankee 2, 9 Alpha Alpha. For more details, contact Bave M0OBW on 01270 761 608 or email dwilson@btinternet.com or visit www.novemberalpharomeosierraalpha.org.uk. Now the special event news. Celebrating World Amateur Radio Day, DARC special event call sign Delta Alpha 23 Whiskey Alpha Romeo Delta will be active until the 18th of April. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau. Direct cards will be managed via DL2VFR. Celebrating 100 years of broadcasting in Germany, special call sign Delta Bravo 100 Romeo Delta Foxtrot will be in use until the 31st of December. QSL via the Bureau or direct to DO2PZ. Lima Alpha 100 Kilo is the special call sign for Akademisk Radio Club, LA1K, to celebrate the 100th anniversary of its foundation. Based in Trondheim, it's the oldest amateur radio club in Norway. The special call sign will be in use until the 31st of December. QSL via the Bureau or direct. And Victor India 10 Victor Kilo Foxtrot Foxtrot is a special call sign celebrating the 10th anniversary of the worldwide Flora and Fauna program in Australia. It will be used from Australian parks until the end of 2023. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or via VK5PAS. Now the DX news. James KI7MGY will be in Djibouti until June and plans to operate his Juliet 28 Hotel Juliet on the 80, 40, 20, 17, 15 and 10 meter bands using SSB and FT8, QSL via Logbook of the World. Sunny VU2CUW is a member of the 42nd Indian Scientific Expedition to Antarctica. He will be based at Mayatree. Station, Antarctica, AN-016, until November. In his spare time, he will be active as Alpha Tango 4 to India, QSL via VU2CRS. Dia, YI-1DZ, has been in Juba, South Sudan, since the 13th of March, and expects to remain there until the 22nd of April. He operates SSB and FT8 as Zulu 81 Delta in his spare time, QSL via Club Logs OQRS and Logbook of the World, or via OM3JW. Now the contest news. Today, the Worked All Britain Data Contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC and from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using data modes on the 80 to 20 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain Square. On Monday the 10th of April, the Irish Radio Transmitters Society 70 SEMS Counties Contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC. Using FM and SSB on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. EI and GI stations also send their county code. Also on Monday the 10th of April, the Irish Radio Transmitters Society 2 Meter Counties Contest runs from 1330 to 1500 UTC. Using FM and SSB on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. EI and GI stations also send their county code. On Tuesday, the 11th of April, the 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. Using FM on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And then the 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 12th of April, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And then, also on Wednesday, the 12th of April, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 13th of April, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all nodes on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 6th of April 2023. Solar activity declined this past week with the sun looking distinctly spotless other than active region 3270. In fact, this has even prompted some amateurs to question whether we are now past solar maximum for this cycle. Rest assured, we shouldn't be, as it's pretty common for cycles to ebb and flow as they develop. Having said that, half of the sun's face is currently spotless, and NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the range of 110 to 130 next week. Geomagnetically, things have been reasonably settled, with the KP index reaching a maximum of 4.67 over the past 7 days. NOAA predicts that it could rise to 4 on the 10th and 11th of April, but will otherwise stay pretty much as it is in the range of 2 to 3. This may be due to a coronal hole that is currently making its way across the sun's face in a near equatorial position. However, we may not have seen the last of the activity from active region 3270, which has increased in both size and magnetic complexity during the past 48 hours, and could soon produce the moderate M-class flare. But if you're reading or hearing this on Sunday, the region will be moving out of sight and is therefore no longer a threat. Daytime F2 critical frequencies at midday remain around 9 to 10 megs, giving a maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path of just over 28 megs. If 10 metres isn't doing it for you, we suggest moving now to 12 or 15 metres. Nighttime F2 layer critical frequencies are around 3 to 5 megs, meaning MUS over 3,000 kilometres are below 14 megs, leaving 3.5, 7 and 10 megs as the best bets for nocturnal DX. And now the VHF and up propagation news. The current spell of high pressure weather with enhanced tropper, which turned up in time for the 2-metre UK activity contest on the 4th of April, is looking a bit vulnerable as active weather fronts come in from the Atlantic. We're likely to have a brief change to unsettled conditions weather-wise before the start of the Easter weekend, and again see some rain scatter opportunities on the gigahertz bands. Scandinavian highs are often long-lasting at this time of the year, and this high will regain control by Good Friday and should dominate over the UK during the Easter weekend to give some useful tropo possibilities again. However, quite early next week, a new, powerful Atlantic jet stream pushes into northern France and will bring a return of unsettled weather and perhaps more rain scatter. The sporadic season is approaching, and the higher HF bands, like 10 metres, can show good examples of sporadic E, even during the second half of April. So a good chance to get into the habit of checking your go-to list of 10-metre beacons, as recently updated by Steve, G0KYA, on the propagation section of the RSGB website. The other defaults of auroral propagation have had a good run recently, and random meter scatter could also prove fruitful as we are soon ending the early year drought of meter showers with the arrival of the Lyrids later this month. For EME operators, moon declination is negative and falling, reaching its minimum next Wednesday. Moon time will be limited to low elevation passes, but with low path losses as we approach perigee on the 16th. 144 meg sky noise is increasing to a high of more than 2000 Kelvin next Wednesday before falling back to the mid-200s the following Sunday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the local news. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the Bristol area, on Monday, not quite Bristol, Swindon Amateur Radio Club will be holding a net via GB3WH. On Wednesday, the net moves to 70.4 megs FM. On Thursday, there will be social and activity night. The final net of the week will be held on Friday on 51.490 megs FM. Contact is ZINF, M0IEP, 07799-838-866. And there were no times mentioned in the script. Not last week or this week. You might like to give her a ring. 077-99-838-866. That's it for Bristol. Now for Wales, Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There'll be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. On Wednesday, Cumbrian Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 till 9 p.m. Contact is Gareth on 07942334464. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidal, Cardiff, CF146EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors, and the group has nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via mikewhiskey6hoteldeltavictor@gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs at 8 p.m. On Thursday, there's a club and Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Contact via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. And Phoenix Amateur Radio Club Cymru meets every other Wednesday at 12 p.m. at 14 Lots Canal Centre, High Cross, Newport, November Papa 10, 9 Gulf November. The club has an HF net on Wednesday evenings on 1.938 megs lower sideband, which starts around 7:30 p.m. On Tuesday evenings, the club has a D-star net on DCS 002B from 8 p.m. And up in the Midlands, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has an informal net every day on 145.575 megs FM at 3:30 p.m. On Monday, members will be enjoying a DF hunt. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 144.550 megs from 7:30 p.m, starting on SSB and then moving to AM at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM, moving to 80 meters SSB later on. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 432.220 megs SSB. Contact is Anne, 2E1GKY01-242-699-595, join the day, or you could visit www.golf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcome after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, and have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.